Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-ta-ta, boo-ta-ta, do. Boo-ta-ta, boo-ta-ta, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-ta-ta, boo-ta-ta. Boo-ta-ta, boo-ta-ta. Boo-ta-ta, boo-ta-ta. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
Wow. Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That is, wow, chapter 7, verse 29. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk for those tuning over for emaxradio@gmail.com. If you want to submit anything, you can. And for those who are online, you can definitely stop and call in, and we'll give you all of those things in just a moment. With disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. And also, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, then hey, feel free to call back or press 1. I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, the Friends Fellowship Bible Church picnic was last Saturday in Cleveland Heights. Number 9, Eric Magnus. Number 8, Race for the Cure over the past weekend. Number 7, Facebook Open Streets Cleveland, MLK Drive. Open Streets Cleveland MLK Drive. That's Sunday, July 29th, 1 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can bike, you can play, dance on a car-free street. That's right at MLK Drive. Now, number 6, Black Odyssey. Number 5, Black House Sounds. Number 4, Taylor Swift at First Energy last week. Yeah, it was large. Number 3, Bar for Bar, more later. Number 2, East Cleveland Solutions, more on that later on. Number 1, debuting, wow, MJ Number 1 Party, more on that in just a little while as I take a look at the 216-804, 216-703. I've already given you a top 10, so what I can do is at least take the time and let people know that August the 4th, noon to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the Gospel Fest, which will have entertainment, food, and fun. Michael J. Zone Rec Center is 6301 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. Fathers, well, really it's Mothers and Fathers of Unity Weekend, and that's the main event that's happening on that Saturday. And then August the 11th, I'm looking at the Glenville Festival on East 88th Sam Miller Park, which ought to be real nice. I also want to say that tomorrow, noon, HJS will have a Good for the Hood pop-up event at the world-famous Superfly Barbershop at 14064 Euclid Avenue across from the East Cleveland Library, where you can audition or get tickets for the showtime at the Apollo, which will be happening on August 4th. And since I did get a chance to bring it up, before I go to the first phone caller, I will get a chance to let people know that, hey, it's Art McCoy presents the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey Saturday, August the 4th at 9 p.m. It's the third and last one inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Showcase for the best talent in the city. Definitely to register for trials, you can hit up 216-253-4070, or you can hit up the email of jaden.mcky@gmail.com. You could call 216-804-7462, but make sure it's after 10 p.m. tonight, because if you call, you might get clowned while we're still on the air. Prayers go out definitely to families who lost loved ones, a couple of them said. Definitely, just to keep them in mind, I also want to stop and take the time to wish Rondé, the artist from Alabama, well, because he's in the hospital right now fighting sickle cell anemia. And for those who know a little something about the brother, he always showed up wherever something was going on. And as I go through things before the first phone call, wow, tonight, it was somber. Glenville shootout 50th anniversary commemoration was today. The corner of Lakeview and Auburndale, in honor of our freedom fighters. So I did tell them that I would reannounce that one, and I got a chance to do that, which I'm glad. And I'm going to go to the phone line of the 216-804. As I do that, let me get rid of something else because I might not say it because I probably might not. So I want to let people know if you choose Life Obstacles, which is Saturday, 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, Thursdays, 8 p.m., WERE 1490 AM. And MC Chill Radio, Thursdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. Or for any of those, it's www.newstalkcleveland.com, only during those specific times and hours that I just said. With that being said, 216-804, how are you? 216-804?
Oh.
Go once.
Hello, Mr. Ford.
Oh, okay.
Now, how are you?
I'm alive, so everything is kind of all right.
All right. Well, then all I'm doing today, tonight, is just waiting and listening to find out what's happening, what's going down. But I would like to thank all of those who helped out to make my birthday a wonderful time. I ended up with 4 birthday cakes. Faith over.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, thank everybody.
Wow.
Yes, I appreciate everything that's done for me.
That's
and thank
a beautiful
you
thing in itself.
And yes,
and
may God bless all of you.
Hey, no problem. And I just thank you for tuning in. And I'm sure that whoever hears about that, they will be very, 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 very thankful. So I appreciate that very much. And may you have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
No problem. You know, some things that just came up, I'm going to have to take a look at how everything plays itself out and deal with that when I really dissect it. But it's very, very interesting on, some of these visa withdrawals and everything else that's happening. I would like to, just let people know, before I go to the 216703, that the OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Solutions, is every first and third Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112, where you happen to have the past week, which was real nice. It's at the East Cleveland OPN People's Community Center. And the past Friday, you had the Black House Sound. Music was mixed in by Man in the Street alongside classic funk, hip-hop, rock. As Beverly Goldstein for District 11 spoke, Goldstein's team was there. Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley, National Action Network, Minister Pitts, Black House Sound Report, OPN DVDs were given out, courtesy of Oppressed People's Nation and Ballhead Fred, a.k.a. Fred Raw. Strong questions and answers, and then it ended up with Councilman Ernest Smith, Council Vice President, and he had a couple of Facebook Lives going on with that. I do want to say that that was one of those major things that did happen the past week that was real nice. There was a Democratic War Club meeting that happened at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, and it was a very, very nicely put meeting. They focused on, if nothing else, they decided to take a look at and deal with precinct committee people. And I want to give a strong shout out to Ernie Harris for at least setting it up to go as well as it did. So the National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton, Greater Cleveland Chapter, Reclaiming Our Time, you make the difference, but after you it has a parenthesis, a TH. That will be a Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ. Pastor Reverend Dr. Andrew D. Clark Sr. That will be from 3 to 6 p.m. Once again at 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. That's on August the 4th. With Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavanis on the board chair. Marcia L. McCoy is the president of Cleveland's chapter. Dr. Andrew Clark Sr. is the vice president. Elder Jacqueline Goodrum is the chaplain. Silver B, well, anyway, from radio host to community voice at radio, he will be the facilitator. Ernie Harris, Humanity and Community Development Workshop. Three songs are coming from Black House Sound, all solos. And anybody need any extra information, contact Elder Goodrum, 216-346-1380. And I'm rolling pretty much on some of the announcements, which I like getting a chance to do that. And I can at least stop and go back and just say that if I didn't say it, which I'm sure I didn't, that the battle for the OPN Center is this Saturday, July 28th, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's $10 at the OPN Center at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112, bar for bar. The main bout is King G Child, legend himself, versus Fonz, F-O-N-Z, and much more. And now, so I want to throw up just for the 8-foot stepladder that today, that's a quick one to throw out there, today at Cloverside and Lee Road off Harvard was where the Black Women Commission of Cuyahoga County, I believe the BWCCC, met. It was spearheaded by Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper. They met to support 9-year-old Sanaya Nicholson, who was gunned down, and she and her sister sat in a car eating ice cream while her mom, a nurse getting off work, went into the boxing gym to get the 9-year-old's brother, who was doing something positive. BWCCC collected signatures in Ward 1 for the change, definitely, and they wanted to do that for the change. And letters of support from State Senator Kenny Yuko, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Be Mad, County Councilwomen Chantel Brown and Yvonne Conwell, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, Ruth Gray, South Euclid City Council Person, National Congress of Negro Women, and many more. These letters of support and signatures will be put in Ward 1 Councilman's Joe Jones and Mayor Frank G. Jackson's hands, as we can't lose focus on the family doing everything right, and maybe, just maybe, it will cause some other things that are positive to happen. I do know that this coming Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Luke Easter Park, Joanne McWhorter, whose son was murdered at the Westside Lorraine Library, which was one of the most repeated 48 hours of all time. Joanne McWhorter, she asked for Black on Black Crime Inc. and Al Porter Jr. to be special guests. And as I looked at this call to action, so with the memory of the vigil in mind, yep, a lot of people are taking off work early to help DJ NDM spin music, including funk, R&B, line dance remixes, some stuff from Black House, and an open mic where you can come perform, free food, BMA, Black Man's Army CDs will be given away. If you ain't trying to help provide sometimes the community and everything else, sometimes we ask, what are we really doing? So I wanted to let you all know that part, as I take the time now to go back and see who's on the phone line and what is happening. I'm glad that I was able to get rid of a lot of announcements very early as I go to the 216-703. How you doing?
All right, then, Brother Al. How you feeling? It's Emax.
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What is on your mind, man?
Nothing. I was just listening to you, man. You're coming through loud and clear. And just supporting the radio station and sending shouts out to the family. And just, you know, trying to encourage you to keep working hard, man. You're the hardest working man in the industry right now. You know it.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. My thing is asking you, what's on your mind, man? Because a lot of people keep asking about, when are you going to be back on the air? That's all they ask about is, when are you going to be back on the air spitting that knowledge? And what are your thoughts on some of the things that's happening right now?
Well, as far as being back on the air, I'm planning on starting back up next Wednesday night, 9 o'clock to 10:30, Still Hood Talk Radio. And it's so much that, you know, we can talk about, but I really want to get into our president. You know, it's some. I know. I'm just saying. I know some of his cronies is like, you a punk, man. You stood there. You talk big while you was in front of everybody. And you get over there and you stand in front of Putin, and you started Putin. So.
Right.
You know, I'm. How can you get support from somebody like that, man? I mean, come on, y'all. He backpedaling. And we don't need no leaders like that. So that's pretty much it. And I just want to not take up too much of your time. But, you know, we really got to do something about this champ. Because he out for blood. It's all for the wrong reasons. And he got the wrong people, you know what I'm saying, under the gun. So let's see what we can do about that.
Hey,
I appreciate
that one.
That's what's up. His people is talking about impeachment. So, you know.
Yeah. We'll see
and
about
they trying
that.
To block
I'm just appreciating. I got some thoughts about that I might get into shortly, which will probably get me into a lot of trouble. It'll probably get any type of travel thing for me. It'll probably get me pulled out. But anyway, I look forward to talking to you, man. And by the way,
all right,
when can
dude.
We expect new music from you?
New music is becoming 1st of September. It's already
okay.
in the works. Yes, sir.
Man. Hey, I
first
appreciate this exclusive interview, and may you have a very safe evening.
All right, man. I'll keep on with the good work, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Peace. As a matter of fact, I'll say it like this. Yesterday, Beverly Goldstein for Congress, District 11 against Marsha Fudge. I think you had Fred Barkley doing the Facebook Live, East Cleveland Vice President of Council. Brother Ernest Smith was there. East Side News, man in the street, opened up in prayer. Spoke later saying, you know, my party, Abraham Lincoln, freed the slaves. Frederick Douglass was who broke down why black people weren't three-fifths a human. Anybody who doesn't realize that, and you're a conservative or in the Republican Party, that you aren't speaking on unity and unification of all people, which is why I supported Bev Goldstein since she marched on the East Cleveland dump. We'll have a sub-office in East Cleveland, spoke on literacy, went to mosque and other places over the past few years. Judicial candidate Brittany was there, and one thing I did add was that D.C. did JLA, Marvel did Avengers. If a big-budget movie was made with Marsha Fudge, it would probably be called The Invisible Woman Returns, as I see her at festivals and promoting candidates, but not like Beverly. We did see it to that at the same time. It was a call-in live to Art McCoy's College of Common Sense. The one thing I'm going to take the chance to do right now is before I go to the phone line is let people know that if you choose, making it real easy, you can go to Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church or the official Hurricane Bang page of Fred Barkley's Facebook Live. You can Facebook a blog talk, D. Gambit Radio. OPN Radio is on weupradio.com, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday. Alfred Porter Jr. period is on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. How about WHK 1220 a.m. The Word, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Tony Fruit Show. Or you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. As I'm getting rid of a lot of things right now, all at the same time, the Black on Black Crime, Inc. meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, the number 1 and number 37. Buses pass by the St. Clair East 152nd intersection. If you take the number 28 to go through the Ivanhoe Euclid intersection, you can do that. Just be prepared for a nice walk. So let's go to 216-848. They're probably telling me they love to walk. 216-848, how you doing?
Well, sir, how you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Major Taps from Pride Entertainment Music Group.
What's going on, Major?
Just calling in. Hey, what's up? Basically, I want to put an alert, well, a notice for everybody, well, a casting call for anybody that's interested in auditioning. If you're a good actor, got any acting skills, rather, you got any comedy skills, you know, so forth. Yeah, 216, yeah, Cleveland Zone, for Pride Entertainment Music Group. Affiliation with TID. We are putting together basically it's a casting call. It's a casting call for anyone who wants to participate that has talent and that has some kind of experience. I mean, even those who don't have any experience, you know, come down. We'll reach you. We'll audition you and stuff. We're going to be hosted at Cleveland Heights Library next Tuesday.
Okay.
At Cleveland Heights Library from 5 to 7. I'm going to have some stuff posted on social media, things of that nature. And besides that, everyone enjoy this next event with the Apollo. You know, everybody come out, have some fun. You know, keep it mean, go keep it clean, everyone. you know, the fans, you know, the crowd, you know. Basically, everybody comes to that game, you know. The crowd, you know, it's like the Showtime at the Apollo, like in Harlem. I said, this is Cleveland, so. Besides that, shout out to my man FX. He got a new mixtape coming up, EP.
Okay.
And his recent EP already that's already out is doing good. From then to now, you know. So we're gonna keep everyone posted. You know, we got some few things going on out of town that's we looking forward to doing. So this. What's up, Cleveland? You know, come on, where Cleveland Town at? We got to show some more support for our Cleveland artists, you know, real talk. And we got to most definitely keep this movement strong. So with that, peace.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And peace. Before I go to 216-820, just a quick 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because I'm not even getting on today because I'm very... Okay, anyway, he does something all the time to take away from certain things, but I want to break down one other thing that's going on right now, which is President Trump's lawyers waived attorney-client privileges on his behalf, basically speaking regarding secret conversations he had. Now, the one in September 2016 was his former longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's just gone for self and said, hey, this is what happened, and he's saving himself, in which they discussed payments to an ex-Playboy model by the name of Karen McDougal. Now, this comes at a time when Michael Cohen's attorney openly questioned Trump's lawyer, which is Rudy Giuliani's claim that the tape showed no wrongdoing on the president. Although it spoke of the about $150,000 payment to McDougal, kind of interesting since the rift of Cohen and Trump has grown. Especially when the feds came in a couple months back. They seized assets from the office, home, all kind of things. And they, well, let's just say there went the taking a bullet, because that's what happened at one time. Cohen said, hey, I'd take a bullet for this president. Well, apparently that's not the case anymore, is it? Now, right now, I could say a whole lot of things because, like I say, I could, but maybe I can blame some of the Democrats, liberal, moderate, and progressive, and I'll tell you why. 10-term Democrat Congressman Michael E. Capuano, he doesn't look Spanish, but that's his name, C-A-P-U-A-N-O, Capuano from Boston. Now, he voted twice on impeachment, while Jackie Rosen, who's a freshman congressperson, brand new from Las Vegas, is waiting for the Mueller probe before taking that drastic step. Now, they as Democrats might hate Trump's policies and dislike his personality. This is causing a party rift as need to impeach collected something separate, but within the Democratic Party, they collected 5 million impeachment signatures. Just can't do anything with it right now because the other members in the party are like, I'm not sure what to say. So if you liberals, Democrats out there, if you say you hate if you say that as a Democrat that you hate Republicans, I hate to say it, but the mealy-mouthed Democrats with no kahunas or basketballs or walnuts to stand up and get down how you frown, you don't like Trump's disrespect of Maxine Waters, that's what a lot of you say, then why are y'all buffoons having, well, women's marches, immigrant marches, DACA marches, by the thousand, no, wait a minute, hundreds of thousands in some areas, without having people sign up to help impeach the man. Impeachment's hard to do, I get that. But if I volunteered and helped East Cleveland recall of a mayor, city council president to make history, East Cleveland did that, then maybe the Democratic leadership could be buffoons to sit back and say, wait till November when you see something that might be evil happening. Sounds like at some points cowardice. Maybe no backbone, no spine. Y'all trying to keep Bernie Sanders from running. It's kind of weak saying, you know, that you should do better. Well, maybe you all should do better than some of the Republicans who are saying Trump needs to get his behind kicked out of office. And if they can say that, which, yep, I'm Republican myself, and I've said that many times, but he's nowhere near our core values, then maybe it's time for Democrats to refuse fascism out there on the street. Get them damn signatures. Impeach or shut up. Impeachment or die. I'm going to 216-820, who will probably tell me, leave him in. He's doing all right. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right. This here is Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound. Wanting to let all my listeners know that if you all go to YouTube and type in Joseph Mali Jr., you will check out the new mixtape track by Joe Legacy and Hurricane Bang called Ready for War. It is a nice track. It reminds me of something throwback from the early 2000s, from the Dirty South. I ain't going to even go into on that. All I know is that it is a fire track. Please log on to that YouTube app to check that out. Also, you can also log on there to go check out the latest videos and other new mixtape tracks that Black House Sound and especially Joe Legacy have presented. And on another note, you know what I'm saying, not to get off subject here, I also want to call because I got a little something I want to say about a certain someone, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even got to mention their name, but I just want to know, tell you something like this. You know, when it comes down to certain things you want in life, everything that you want in life, you're not going to always get. Now, if you keep fighting for it, eventually the chips will fall. But guess what? If you know for a fact that what you're gunning for is not good for you, then guess what? You don't need to be bothered with it. So what I'm trying to say is that people who be in their personal feelings, you know what I'm saying, towards someone because they can't get what they want, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why they can't get what they want is because they go and do the childish things that they're not supposed to be doing. So the point that I am trying to make is this, okay? Keep on tampering with things that don't belong to you and keep on acting a fool and making one out of yourself. Because at the end of the day, you know the old saying, you play with fire, you get burned. So what I'm saying to everyone out there is that when you try to tamper with something that doesn't belong to you, and even though you want it to be yours, if you can't go out and get your own, then you're going to waste your life trying to, and the rest of your life just doing the wrong things. So to get the good inspiration, you need to stay to your own and get your own. And don't worry about nothing else. And most of all, don't tamper what everyone else has.
That was deep in itself.
And that's coming from me. And you know what? And when I say this, I just want to let everyone know, you know what I'm saying? This is coming from a personal issue that I have with someone, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't even involve my music career at all. But only thing that I am saying is that, you know, with this person, certain things
that you want in life are not good for you, and you shouldn't mess with it.
Man, I appreciate you for at least putting that out there. And before we get off the phone, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think that just by what you just said right there, is that what keeps you on track from going for any and everything that happens?
Well, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, a person like me knows when to stay in his lane. And I don't allow other people to jump in my lane because I wouldn't want to jump in their lane at all. But one thing that I will say is that, you know what I'm saying, certain things in life, you know, like I say, life is a gamble, life is an obstacle. But it's up to you to go through that obstacle and take the blows that's going to get hit with you. You know what I'm saying? Because like Rocky Balboa would say, you know what I mean? It ain't hard you hit, it's how hard you get hit. But if that hit knocks you down, get back up. But if it don't hit you hard, then guess what? It ain't hitting hard enough. And you don't need, and in order to avoid them blows, you got to let nature take its course and believe in the higher power, which is the Most High, the man upstairs.
Yes, indeed.
And that's coming from the heart of Mr. Powers. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? And oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had just got word. You know what I'm saying? There'll be a surprise phone caller that's going to come on there and express their thoughts. Not this week, but next week. I was just told this about an hour or two ago. So when you hear from this person, oh boy, you'll be shocked.
I'm looking forward to that shock. That at least calls people to pay attention for next week. So I really appreciate that. And, hey, thank you for handling some of your own trials and tribulations and staying out there consistently. Thanks, brother.
Indeed. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, Hurricane Bang, and the whole crew. One love. Peace.
Peace. Before I go to the 216209, wow, moving on up, I can say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Then also, you can Facebook Black House Sound Open Mic, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, or Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook, or YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. I'm going to read off this particular page that I received at East Cleveland Solutions before I go check out the 216209. History is a weapon. Slaves are prohibited to read and write by law. The slave masters understood that their social network of the slaves could not be based solely on physical coercion. Knowledge was power, and virtually all slave codes established in the United States set restrictions, making it illegal to teach slaves to read or write. The statute below passed by the state of North Carolina in 1830. Now, 1830 to 1831, and it was fairly typical. An act to prevent all persons from teaching slaves to read or write. The use of figures accepted, whereas the teaching of slaves to read and write has a tendency to excite dissatisfaction in their minds and to produce insurrection and rebellion to the manifest injury of the citizens of this state. Therefore, number one, be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of North Carolina, and it is hereby enacted by the authority of the same, that any free person who shall hereafter teach or attempt to teach any slave within the state to read or write, the use of figures accepted, or shall give or sell to such a slave or slaves any books or pamphlets, shall be liable to indictment in any court of record in the state having jurisdiction thereof, and upon conviction shall at the discretion of the court, if a white man or woman be fined not less than $100, nor more than $200, or imprisoned, and if a free person of color shall be fined, imprisoned, or whipped at the discretion of the court, not exceeding 39 lashes, nor less than 20 lashes. Be it further enacted that if any slave shall hereafter teach or attempt to teach any other slave to read or write, the use of figures excepted, he or she may be carried before any justice of the peace, and on conviction thereof shall be sentenced to receive 39 lashes on his or her bare back. Number three, be it further enacted that the judges of the superior courts and the justices of the county courts shall give this act in charge to the grand juries of their respective counties. The source, act passed by the General Assembly of the State of North Carolina at the session of 1830 to 1831, Raleigh, and that was in 1831. Estimates of the population age 16 or older at level 1 or level 2 illiteracy. Cleveland neighborhoods, this is those who say that, hey, level 1 indicates persons with very poor skills, and level 2 respondents can deal only with material that is simple. 97%, we're going to Cleveland neighborhoods first, 97% Kinsman area illiteracy. Huff, 95%. Central, 94%. Fairfax, 93%. Union Miles, 92%. Woodland Hills, 90%. Glenville, 89%. Suburbs of Cleveland proper. East Cleveland, 83% illiteracy rate. That's a deep thing. Who handed that to me? Because they were so focused in on people learning to read. Beverly Goldstein, for congressperson, handed that out. Said that's why literacy is strong with her. Ohio District 11. Ohio 11 consists of 32 municipalities, including portions of Cleveland and Akron. 23,000 homeless people in Cuyahoga County each year. 4,000 persons annually homeless in Summit County. The Cleveland Public Schools saw 2,744 homeless students in 2017. I'm going to go to the 216209 phone number. They'll probably tell me if they can't read, it's on them. Who cares? 216209, how are you?
Brother Al. And I kind of like want to double down on this. This is John from Black Odyssey. It's also important for us to, you know that, because this is a serious subject. This is a very serious subject. And I know personally through my family and how the story was passed down, it was a selective few who were held kind of like just to preach or speak to the people. And they had blacks. Hello? Are you with me?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. It was a selected few of blacks that were selected into the ministry. It was a selected few of blacks that were, and this was in the early 1900s. And to go along with the North Carolina slave thing that you were talking about, in 1843, North Carolina and the state of Georgia both doubled down on not allowing blacks to obtain the knowledge of plants and animals as well, because of the fear of the fear factor of what happened in Haiti. So, you know, just to double down on that little bit of piece of information I know, and that was passed down through my family, and it was taught and told, and then, you know, it's so many different avenues that goes in with, depending on how far your family comes from the West Indies or the islands or anything, because this thing also went along over into Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica as well. So they did the same thing as well. But this is John from Black Odyssey. I want to keep it music. Shout out to Max Spitt. His video is doing very well. Key Cash, Goldie, their videos are doing very well. I want to send a special shout out to Mike Chapman Sr. because I do know what happened to your son, and it was just ugly. You know, he was sitting in the park, got shot, and we're looking for the shooter. because this you're talking about a man who had an honor roll and he was making his family proud, captain and quarterback of the football team at John Hay. This is ridiculous. I remember when the story first broke, and we got to keep the pressure on the people to do the right thing. Because do the right thing by us, when we're told to do the right thing by us, for us, you know what I'm saying, it could be no wrong in that. So, there's so many things that we yet got to do better on, you know, just in social aspects with each other. You know, we have to learn how to not down each other when one has an idea or anything. At that point, we got to learn how to support one another on just everyday aspect and everyday issues. Learn how not to bully or put ourselves in bully situations, because we've been bullied so much, we forget and not know that we are bullying others. So I'm John from Black Odyssey, and I don't want to really take up too much of y'all time. I just say that we need to do better. And the ones that know better need to teach the ones that don't know better.
That's so true. That's true. And I appreciate you saying that. And may you definitely have a solid evening. And can you once again spell the group name and all of that?
That's Black Odyssey. BLAQODESSY. And you can catch us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. That's Black Odyssey. BLAQODESSY.
Thank you once again, and may you have a solid, solid remainder this evening. I think I have something to play, which makes up everything that's going on, so I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, brother.
No problem. And with that being said, before I even go to the song, you know, one of the reasons to keep playing is because, hey, we had to look at what just happened, where President Donald Trump is considering about a half dozen former security leaders of their passes to travel in and out of the United States, citing international concerns and all of that. So when you have somebody who, has that going on for themselves, maybe this next record that I was queuing up makes more sense than a little bit. You got to keep praying. Black Odyssey. Be back shortly after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. Through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious.
I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying. Yeah, we keep praying, and I'ma keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'ma keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'ma keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gon' keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gon' keep praying. No matter what, love you, just keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
I'm going to see what's on their mind. I never know what's getting ready to happen around here, but 216-566, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Al Porter? This is Almighty FX.
What's going on, Almighty FX? Man, I'm glad you called, because your name was brought up just a little while ago, so what's on your mind?
For real, not nothing too much. I was really just calling to see if you ever got my music that I sent you.
Yep, and once you do get that clearance, that means when you call in, we can start adding it into rotation. So the answer to that is with a yes. And which song would you want us to focus on?
You could probably use the pop-off song.
Cool. All right, and sometimes, since that's a smart answer, the reason I'm saying that is because you apparently, figured, okay, this is going to be the song that I go with because everything you had was nice. So let's put it like that. Everything's nice. But I have to ask you, what caused you to choose that one? Because I would have had a hard time, from the outside looking in. I even had a hard time on that one. So I have to ask you, what went into it, and what is the song that everybody should be watching out for from the entire, mix CD?
Well, with the whole mixtape, I can't really tell everybody to choose one focus on that mixtape particularly, because a lot of the songs have a lot of different topics that need to be focused on. So each song on a mixtape focuses on a particular topic that a lot of people need to focus on. See, with the mixtapes that I'm trying to make and the music that I'm trying to make, I'm not really trying to stay in one place and talk about just one thing, because it's a lot of different things going on in this world that people need to take notice of, So, I necessarily chose that song because it's kind of an uplifting song. It's basically saying, stand up, take a stand. Don't let the little guy beat you down. Don't let the big guy beat you down. Stand up, be proud, go for what you want, go for what you strive for. Pop Off is basically like a song making a statement that, we're going to take a stand. We won't fall. We won't stay down. We will make a way. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the reasons why I chose that song. And also it's like up-tempo, catchy, song you can vibe with.
Got you. And so I'm going to ask you to let people know how they can, catch up with your music and all of that.
Oh, you want to, can you repeat that?
How can people find your music? How can they get your music? How can they get a hold of you? How can they find the CD and do like I did, able to play these songs and say, wow, because all the tracks are fire?
Oh, basically, people can basically get in contact with me through basically the number I just called you on. If they want to get in contact with me directly and talk to me about the music and, want to get some of the music, they can talk to me directly through the number I just called you on. I got social media sites, Instagram, Facebook is really basically where I'll be at. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Derek FX Hoskins on there. So just type that in. Mm-hmm. I should pop right up and see my face. And on Instagram is ___, that's 3 underscores. FX is like, you know, you remember the song Nas is like, FX is like, that's basically the Instagram name. So you can contact me on those two social media sites, and also you can contact me on my phone number. So now I'm still getting my whole little streaming thing worked out with the internet thing. So right now it's kind of getting that worked out. So right now you just got to call me directly.
Okay. And so they can reach you at the number of 216-566?
4282.
All yeah. right. That's why I had to put that out there. And I really want to say I appreciate you. So now we can get things jumping and bumping off for your music to be added in rotation. We've done our interview. And that way, throughout the week, people can at least get, quote unquote, I will say, ready for your new music. And I just want to say I appreciate you very much, my brother.
Anytime, Al Carter. It's always good to talk to you.
Likewise, and I'm going to tell y'all what I can do. I can prepare to leave out of here with something from Emax, the image. And before I do, I just want to say, hey, everybody, at least we were able to get certain things out to everybody so that they can go out there and at least be able to go to each other's events, functions, be there for each other. That's one of the most important things in the world. Been a lot of tragedies going on, even hit with some stuff, wow, within the past couple of hours. But I can say one thing is that you should always be thankful that you have your health, and that as long as you're alive, you get a chance to change the situations that are around you. If you don't do that, then it means you, basically speaking, are not working on the full potential. So, you know, as I look at everything, I just want to thank people who took the time to call in, people who at least say, hey, look, I want to be a part of what's happening out there. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing in itself. I can also add in here and say that if you hear of any programs or anything, definitely feel free to go and support each other so that you can make that change that you like to see. I'm like, wow, very, very thankful looking at the fact that, hey, a lot of things, most importantly, I was able to get rid of a lot of announcements. So before I leave out, some of the ones I can follow through on is Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Luke Easter Park, Joanne McWhorter, whose son, you know, she was murdered at the Westside Lorraine Library, which was one of the most repeated 48 hours of all time. Basically speaking, for those who saw it, some people use it as a teaching aid. I've heard mentors and people speak about that episode because a young man holds a gun for a friend. That friend goes to confront somebody in the library parking lot. The dude says, hey, friend, take out my gun and shoot that dude. And the dude said, okay, pulled it out, shot him. Police catch him, and while sitting in there, detectives, everybody's asking him, why'd you do it? And he said, I don't know. My friend asked me. I ain't had nothing against the dude. I ain't even know him. Yeah, it was one of those interesting things. So, like I say, that will be Luke Easter Park, food, entertainment, all of that. I remember the vigil, but definitely the person that will help there is DJ NDM. Spinning music from funk, R&B, line dance remixes, and an open mic where you can come perform. Definitely some Black Man Army CD giveaways. Just throw it out there. Sometimes help provide for the community. Makes me always wonder, you know, if you're not trying, what the fuck are you doing? I thank you very much for this particular evening. we're going to end on a fun note because I did talk about a party coming up. So why not the remix of a certain track that came out? I think it's on the CMAJ CD coming up. So anyway, I'm pretty sure it is. It's the remix to the song called Big Legs. Look forward to talking to you. Emax Image produced it, did the singing. Hey, all I had to do was do a little bit of vocals, and that was it. That was real easy for me.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, little legs, light skin. Brown skin, she can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Now don't you get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like. Well, yeah. In the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my.
Under former President Obama or former President Bush having their clearances revoked. Very interesting times that we're living in so far, isn't it? That's all I can say. And the one who's looking to do the revoking, an angry current president, things to think about in life. May you all have a blessed evening, a safe one. Peace.